Gypsy Jazz to get this version of Arts District started. In studio, Carrie Saldo, our arts correspondent. Before we get to your review of Matilda, a little Gypsy Jazz here from
La Pomp.
La Pomp Jazz. They're going to be playing around somewhere?
Yeah, they are. They're going to be at the Denver Flea this weekend. They're going to be one of the many local bands. And the Flea, you've got this kind of like
the
scrunched
Flea?
Up look on your face. Yeah. So it's a relatively new event here for Denver. I'm coming to you kind of from the culture portion of the beat, if you will. And if you think about flea markets,
yes.
You might think of maybe kind of a smorgasbord of new and old items.
Cheap sunglasses.
Right. Rare finds on records.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Well, there were three dudes, as they call themselves, three Denver dudes were kind of sitting around about 2 years ago, and they decided to give the flea market a 21st century upgrade. So the Denver Flea has been, this is going to be the sixth iteration coming up this weekend, and it is part flea market. But instead of thinking, you know, grandma's antiques, think Colorado-based items, like some baby duds, maybe some boozy preserves, some alcohol-infused preserves, or handcrafted furniture. Over 150 vendors are going to be at the event Saturday and Sunday at Sculpture Park.
Sculpture Park, okay.
Right there, Champa, by the DCPA, by the Denver Center for Performing Arts.
Okay, very good. What else is on your culture arts beat, Carrie Saldo?
Well, there is going to be a new neighbor in the Golden Triangle Museum District, and that in itself isn't news. The Kirkland Museum announced that it would be building a new facility and moving from its current Cap Hill Digs to the Golden Museum. Golden Triangle Museum District. That's a mouthful on a Thursday morning.
It is.
But today, this afternoon, they're holding their groundbreaking. So if you're wondering, what is that yet another construction project going on in Denver, West 12th and Bannock Street is going to be the site of their new facility.
Kirkland, what do they do?
Kirkland Museum is was founded because Vance Kirkland, who's an abstract expressionist, they have about 1,000 of his works.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's a cool...
It is really fascinating place.
It is, right? And their approach is a bit maybe homier than a traditional museum.
Yeah,
would
no,
you say that?
It's like a big house almost.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and you have Kirkland's works, but then you have a mix of kind of decorative objects, furniture. So one of the things that the Kirkland does is you kind of get a sense of not only this artist's amazing abstract expressionist works, but maybe how he would have chilled, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
You definitely get that. Thank you. Yeah, you get that personality. You walk in there and it's not just a name. You learn about this guy.
Right. And so what they're going to do is his studio is currently there at the Capitol Hill space. And Carlos, you know, maybe it's cramped. They've got a lot of stuff in a small space.
Probably like his studio was.
Well, kind of like what you would expect in an older, big home. Yeah, you know, you got a lot of stuff that just accumulated.
Well, I hope they don't lose that feel.
That's one of the things I'll be interested to see, because they're moving into a little more than 38,000 square feet at the new facility.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to move Kirkland's entire studio, bricks and all, this new site and encompass it into the new campus. But the neighbors, you know, the Denver Art Museum, the Clifford Still, they get a little time to figure out what the housewarming gift's going to be for these guys, which is a little tricky, right? Because when you've got the collection, the arts and crafts collection that the Kirkland has, you can't exactly show up with a chip and dip set.
What do you give an artist? Right.
So 2017 is the anticipated opening of the new building.
All right. Let's go to your review of Matilda the Musical. I think we've got some sound of kids singing.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Big voiced,
really tiny kids. Think elementary school aged children here.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm a little bleary eyed tonight because I was out late for the musical last night. But so this is the first tour that Matilda the Musical has had. It started in London's West End in 2011, then came to Broadway in 2013. And the tour that it's coming through Denver now through September 20th is part of that first leg. And, you know, when I left there, I was thinking, forget Sugar and Spice, man. Matilda is made of moxie and a bit of mischief. And it's not just Matilda herself, you know, the lead of the musical, but it's all the kids in this musical. And they really need that moxie to survive the parents and also the rigors of attending Hunchum Hall Elementary.
Okay. You said it properly. Elementary.
Right. And even in the program for the production, they give you a little sort of UK light dictionary. If you're not familiar with some of the colloquialisms of Britain, they'll give it to you right there in the program itself. And think, you know, rapid fire dialogue and vocabulary being delivered by these five-year-olds. It was really fantastic.
Five-year-olds.
Yeah, you know, 5 and 6-year-old elementary school kids. And the dancing and the choreography. I mean, critics were raving when it came out in London and here, and I can see why. The one fault I would find with the performance is at times, because you're listening to children's voices, it does get a little high-pitched, and so you miss some of that sort of rapid-fire dialogue that they have built into this. Mm. But overall, a spectacular performance all the way around by all the kids and adults in this production.
I wonder if these are British kids or American kids or from all over.
I am not sure about the casting, but the interesting thing when you're casting children, you can't simply cast a Matilda.
Right,
you have to cast multiples.
Yeah. Amazing. Carrie Saldo with Arts District out at the theater last night, here with KUVO and First Take this morning. Thank you, Carrie, on TV tonight.
Yes, encore presentations. We're leading into the season premiere next week, but an encore presentation tonight, Women in Film at the Denver Film Society. And also, you remember when I came in and talked about Mark Mothersbaugh exhibit was at MCA, Devo, the front man of Devo was at MCA. And it's now left MCA, but it's on a 5-city tour, and it wraps up at NYU in April 2017. So you can catch both those tonight at 7:30.